We can ride around this dump while we watch cockroaches hump our saviors entering the draft, but we're feeling rage. We're jealous of Katie. Hey, jealousy. Oh, the feelings of jealousy have already surfaced in the WNBA dump. Poor Katie Rue Clark. I really do feel bad for my Rue Rue. The future's not looking so bright. She is going from the pinnacle of success. She is going from being treated like a professional athlete to learning how to use a Swiffer mopping the dirt floors in the WNBA dump. She is sacrificing her final year of eligibility at the professional level, which the media, they continue to erroneously call it college basketball. But she is sacrificing her final year at the professional level to declare for the WNBA draft. Now, you can make the case. Caitlin Clark is actually doing this for the greater good. For the first time, possibly in league history, the WNBA, they are going to have a bona fide superstar. The WNBA will finally have a player that's recognizable when walking through the Greyhound bus station. For the first time in league history, Kat Engelbert and the WNBA front office, they are going to have a marketable superstar. Caitlin Clark is sacrificing millions of dollars at the professional level in exchange for minimum wage earnings in the WNBA. Now, you would think WNBA players would appreciate that sacrifice. You would think other WNBA players would be looking forward to Caitlin Clark potentially elevating the league from nothing to almost nothing. But no. There's no time for appreciation. There is no time for expressions of gratitude when you're overcome with feelings of jealousy and outrage. Are you guys familiar with the Big Three? Well, KC, who isn't familiar with the Big Three? It's the trio of WNBA players who play for the New York Liberty. They're huge stars. Oh, yeah? What are their names? I know the mainstream media has labeled them the Big Three, but can anyone name them? My inside sources tell me when the Big Three from NYC walk through the airport, they are more likely to be approached with complaints of overflowing trash cans than they are to be approached for an autograph. The Big Three I am referring to here, it is a professional basketball league that was founded by the legendary Ice Cube back in 2017. Now, the league, it features former NBA players, mainly guys who were older, guys who have kind of aged out of the league. They put them on teams of three to compete in three-on-three basketball games. It's a pretty cool concept. Now, I'm not too familiar with the Big Three, but I have watched a handful of games over the last 5 or 6 years. It's pretty cool seeing guys that you remember from the NBA competing against each other again. Plus, I do have a lot of respect for Ice Cube. I mean, this dude took a lot of shit from deacons at Woke United Methodist because he admitted that he was willing to meet with Donald Trump. Orange Man bad! Obviously, that is a clear violation of the woke commandments. If you belong to what the deacons consider to be a marginalized group, you're not allowed to associate with the orange man, even though the orange race is probably the smallest racial group in America. Now, I don't agree with Ice Cube on everything politically, but he seems like a common sense thinker, doesn't fall into the trap of groupthink. He forms his own opinions and he's not afraid to express them. I can respect someone like that. He's also a smart businessman, and like everyone else in the business world, he sees the marketability of Caitlin Clark. Now, according to Sporting News, the average salary for Big Three players is about $10,000 a game. I think there are 8 weeks in the regular season plus an additional 2 week for the playoffs. So we're talking about players making $80,000, maybe $100,000 a season. Now, for most of these former NBA players, that's chump change. But more than likely, they are not playing for the money anyway. They are playing to compete. Most of these guys playing in the Big Three, they weren't star players in the NBA. We're talking about guys like Nick Young, Jamario Moon, Larry Sanders. We're talking about role players at best. Now, the reason I bring that up, we're not talking about guys who are big draws. Even with that being the case, though, the Big Three, They have performed pretty good on television and live attendance since starting back in 2017. We'll get into that more here in just a second, though. Last night, news leaked that Ice Cube was recruiting Caitlin Clark to join the Big Three. Now, just to be clear, this would not interfere with her future in the WNBA. This appears to be a one-time offer for her to play in the Big Three this summer. Being the smart businessman that he is, Ice Cube knows $10,000 a game, that ain't gonna cut it. That's not enough to entice Caitlin Clark to join the league. If his only competition was the WNBA, $10,000 a game, that would be very appealing. When she enters the dump, Caitlin Clark, she's only gonna be making $2,000 a game. I'm not kidding when I say this. There are garbage men, real garbage men in New York City making more than pretend basketball players in the WNBA. In order to entice Katie Rue Clark to join the Big Three, Ice Cube, he's offering her $500,000 a game. $5 million for a potential 10-week season. Now, obviously, that is more money than I think Caitlin Clark has made in her entire life. But there's also a lot of risk here if you're Caitlin Clark. Right now, Caitlin Clark is viewed as the best female basketball player in the country. Whether or not that's true really doesn't matter. That's the perception. The perception is the only thing that matters. When she enters the WNBA, she is going to be viewed as the biggest star in the league. That is not perception. That is reality. Now, even though the Big Three consist of retired NBA players, these are still former NBA players. The chances of Caitlin Clark succeeding, even at this semi-professional level, the chances of Caitlin Clark succeeding, slim to none. I would imagine that most people wouldn't expect her to succeed. Most people aren't going to believe that a female basketball player, even possibly the best female basketball player in the world, most people are not going to believe that she is going to stand a chance against former NBA players. If she struggles in the Big Three, Caitlin Clark risks taking away some of her mystique, maybe even some of her star power. It's not guaranteed to be that way, but it's still a risk. And that's not the only risk either. What happens if Caitlin Clark fails to draw in the Big Three? What happens if she doesn't increase their television ratings? What happens if she doesn't increase attendance? Her potential drawing power in the WNBA, it would take a hit before she even entered the league. Now, I am not saying those things will happen. I'm just pointing out the risk that Caitlin Clark has to consider here. Now, when I heard about this opportunity for Caitlin Clark, I was happy for her. The question is, were WNBA players happy for her? Now, I don't know about all WNBA players, but I know of one WNBA player that didn't seem too happy for Katie Rue Clark, Lexi Brown. Well, KC, who in the hell is Lexi Brown? Come on, guys! You've never heard of Lexi Brown? She plays for the LA Sparkles. She was the WNBA player that lectured Michael Porter Jr. last month when he accurately compared the WNBA to ping pong. I think he was saying that you could be the best ping pong player in the world, but if no one is watching, you ain't getting paid. The WNBA, they are the best pretend basketball players in the world. Problem is, no one gives a shit, so they don't get paid. Lexi Brown, she was very bitter that Ice Cube offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to play in a semi-professional basketball league. Earlier this morning on Twitter, she asked Ice Cube, "No other female basketball player has come to mind in the last 7 years?" Don't worry, Ice Cube. Let KC handle this question for you. To answer your question, Lexi Brown, no! Most people couldn't name a single player in the WNBA. The WNBA kind of reminds me of the WWF in the mid-90s. During the mid-90s, the characters in the WWF, they all had these jobs. Duke the Dumpster Drosy, the wrestling garbage man. T.L. Hopper, the wrestling plumber. Same thing in the WNBA. Kelsey the plumber. Bob Griner, the league's best smuggler. Natasha Cloud, the lead pilot. After asking a question that had an obvious answer, Lexi Brown continued with her bitterness. Check it out for yourself. How come you're not supporting the dump? Men are so toxically masculine. Huh. Let's think about this logically for a second. When Lexi Brown asked why Ice Cube isn't supporting the WNBA, I am assuming that she is talking about a financial investment. So let's look at this logically. For starters, the WNBA is owned by the NBA. Adam Silver uses the WNBA for tax purposes. He's able to write off these expenses as charitable donations every year, saving the NBA millions of dollars on taxes. The Big Three. They have a very contentious relationship with Adam Silver in the NBA. I'm not too familiar with the details, but from what I understand, the NBA doesn't like the existence of the Big Three. They don't get along, so that's reason number one as to why Ice Cube wouldn't support the WNBA. Reason number two is likely the main reason. If you had millions of dollars at your disposal, if you had the money to invest in a business, would you invest your money in a business that loses on average $10 million every year? Would you invest your money in a business that hasn't turned a single peso in profit in their three decades of existence? Why would Ice Cube invest in the WNBA when the Big Three has been around for 6 or 7 years and they're already more popular than the dump? Last year, the Big Three averaged over 9,000 fans a game. WNBA, 6,600. During the regular season last year, the WNBA averaged about 500,000 viewers on national television. The Big Three, 625,000. Now, keep in mind, these leagues, for the most part, are going head-to-head against each other. Both leagues play their seasons during the summer. Ice Cube's league is already kicking your ass, so why would he be willing to invest in you? Reason number three, Ice Cube is in the business of professional basketball, or maybe you would call it semi-professional basketball. Either way, it's basketball at a somewhat professional level. The WNBA is in the business of waste management, two completely different industries. Lexi Brown claimed that she was not going after Caitlin Clark here, but this is the second or third time that we have seen someone associated with the WNBA showing signs or feelings of jealousy towards Caitlin Clark. Remember Cheryl Swoops, the original pooper swooper? She spent the month of February trying to tarnish Caitlin Clark with fabricated fairy tales. And I think it's only going to get worse. I think we're going to see a significant number of dump divers jealous of Caitlin Clark. Now, it's not going to be all WNBA players, but there's definitely going to be some jealousy for Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. But give me your thoughts on this. Ice Cube offers Caitlin Clark $5 million to join the Big Three this summer. I think it's too risky for Caitlin Clark, but that is a lot of money to turn down. Should Caitlin Clark accept the offer? Also, give me your thoughts on Lexi Brown. Where there'll be jealousy from other WNBA players when Caitlin Clark enters the league. You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.